ladies and gentlemen, Cardinal fans of all ages, welcome to Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score. I'm Chris Grace. I'll be your host, joined every week by current Wesleyan Athletic Director and former head football coach, Mike Whalen. Each week, Coach and I will interview some of your favorite former Cardinals and find out exactly what they've been up to. Without further ado, it's time to check in with the coach, Mike Whalen. Coach, it's been a week. It feels like it's been 2 years, but we're back again, and tonight we're doing things a little differently. So we welcome in two of the finest student athletes that Wesleyan has to offer. It's going to be a really interesting and fun podcast tonight.
Yeah, Chris, we talk about, beyond the box score and what that actually means. Well, tonight we're going to have the opportunity to talk to two of our best and brightest student athletes that have been, leaders on the field and off the field. In the classroom, outside the classroom, and two outstanding Cardinals that are going to talk to us about their experiences during their 4 years, where they've come from, how they've got here, and I'm excited about giving our listeners an opportunity to get to know two of our current Cardinals.
Yeah, we're pumped about it, and that's coming right up. But before we do that, it's a weekly segment that basically, everyone I know can't stop talking about. They want to hear the voice of the man behind the scenes, Mike O'Brien, producer extraordinaire. Tell everyone how they can stay connected with Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score.
Yeah, so as always, we want to hear from our fans. We'd love to hear some feedback, any suggestions. So you could reach us on social media, on Twitter, and on Instagram at @Wes_athletics. You could also email us at athletics@wesleyan.edu. And then we're also now on Apple, too. So we'd love for all of our fans out there to subscribe on Apple and give us 5 stars.
Subscribe, review, hopefully 5 stars, and tell your friends. Once you click the subscribe button, Chris and Coach will just get dropped in every Wednesday or Thursday whenever our new episodes come out. And we've got some great guests still coming up, so we're looking forward to that. But without further ado, well, we're welcoming in two great Cardinals. It's one from the football team. That's Babila Famute. And representing field hockey, Myla Stovall. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score. We're doing things a little bit differently tonight. Coach and I have talked to some of your favorite Wesleyan alums over the previous few episodes, but tonight we're going to check in with some current Cardinals as Coach and I are joined by Babila Famute and Myla Stovall. Seniors at Wesleyan right now, both athletes, both very involved on and off the field. We're going to catch up with both of them, find out everything that's going on in and around the campus in Middletown as we check in with two of our favorite Cardinal athletes. Coach, great to be with you again. Our producer, as always, Mike O'Brien, and we want to say welcome to Babila and Myla. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, guys, I think it'd be really helpful for our listeners if you each could kind of just talk a little bit about how you found out about Wesleyan and talk a little bit about your being recruited to Wesleyan and so far your experience at Wesleyan.
Yeah, definitely. I can go first. So my name is Abil Famute. Again, thanks for having us on the show. A little bit about myself, though. I'm from Nicola, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. I've been there born and raised all my life. Coming here to Wesleyan, definitely was an interesting experience. I was actually looking, I knew I wanted to go to some sort of Ivy League school, without a doubt. And so, I was really looking at Yale and Brown. Those were the two big schools I was mainly talking to. And I was just researching online, and I just stumbled across an SCAC. And, I seen all the schools there, but what really drew me to Wesleyan was honestly just the diversity of the school. It was the most diverse of all the NESCAC, and that's what really appealed to me. It was already a great, educational standing as Wesleyan is. So, that's what really drew me to it. Talking with Coach Dice, the head football coach, and Coach Dan, I sent my film to him. They got back to me and they really liked it. And, it's crazy because I actually never even visited Wesleyan before I committed. I never visited. I just seen pictures of the games. I was just, talking with Dice, talking with Stan. So, I never visited, but just, doing my own research and just looking into it. I was just honestly in my kitchen talking to Dice. And I was like, I want to commit to the school. And came here, now I'm a senior now, 4th year in, great experience. I definitely definitely would recommend this, you know, for my kids, for anyone to come to like Wesleyan School. Just the liberal arts education is top tier. Athletics and academics have both, you know, pushed me to be the person I am today. I've definitely like grown a lot, and you know, so it's definitely been a memorable experience and made some of my lifelong friends here. So definitely enjoyed it.
That's awesome. Milo, what about you?
Yeah, so I would say I kind of had a similar and a different path. I'm from West Orange, New Jersey, so I was pretty familiar with, you know, the NESCAC, just, you know, small liberal arts schools. I knew that D3 was where I kind of wanted to go because I wanted to have that nice balance of, you know, academics and athletics. So I kind of just, you know, went to a bunch of different tournaments, really just kind of threw my hat into the ring and kind of saw what happened. I got an email from a few NESCACs, but Wesleyan really stood out to me. I paid a visit. I really kind of grew towards the school and really attached myself to it. I really see myself here. I think it's a really creative and, you know, inviting, inclusive place. And I told myself that I wanted to pick a school for the school in addition to the athletics. But I really wanted to be able to know that I'm picking a school where like I can grow as a student and grow academically and athletically. So I really just, you know, talked to the coach. Coach Clesha Porter is not here anymore. She retired, but she was a really lovely woman. Really, really loved to kind of like be under her wing for my first year. Now I'm with Coach Christine Kemp, and she's been phenomenal, an absolutely amazing, amazing coach. So really, really just great process overall. I couldn't pick a better school, and I'm really, really just happy to be here.
All right, that's great. So now we got a little bit of background for everyone involved. And you know, Babila, you talked a little bit about the diversity that Wesleyan has. For me, as someone who kind of grew up in the area, I was always fascinated and kind of intrigued by this campus here in Middletown. It always seemed like such a unique place, so many different people of so many different backgrounds, but really deep thinkers and unique perspectives. I know both of you guys have a huge role in the Student Athlete of Color Leadership Council here at Wesleyan. Can you talk a little bit about your experience in that council, and also kind of, you know, you both have pointed out just how cool of an environment it is because of the diversity. But first with you, Babila, someone coming from the South, speak about what it's been like for you coming here and kind of experiencing the, you know, that kind of environment here in Middletown.
Yeah, no, definitely. So coming over from, it should be known, like my high school, I went to a public high school, and where I played, I was like one of the, it was the best like county in Georgia. So all of our high schools were like, my school is 2,000, my school's like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. So like, I'm used to this big environment of Wesleyan with the student population that it is. And like coming here, you know, my high school was a lot more diverse than what Wesleyan is now. So it definitely was like an experience, you know, definitely interacting with everyone from different backgrounds, different ethnicities. So that definitely was, you know, an interesting experience, and, you know, just being more willing and more open to, you know, having this conversation, getting to know people, understand where they're coming from. So, you know, that definitely was something that, even though at first it was like, well, like, you know, this is a little weird, it definitely was something I was like, oh, like, it's actually pretty cool. It's like pretty cool to embrace all these different beliefs and backgrounds and what people bring to the table. So that's definitely how that experience has been for me. It's definitely been cool in that sense. And, you know, speaking to the council, how that's grown, it's definitely been a cool experience as well. You know, coming here, I believe I joined my freshman or sophomore year. Like, I remember when I first came in. And, you know, just seeing it grow to what it is today definitely has been, like, a really cool experience. You know, just getting to know everyone in the NESCAC, other councils in the other schools, getting to meet new students, meet new people, having you know, these meetings, like, it's definitely been a great experience just watching it progress.
Milo, if you could just piggyback on that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I came from a school that was a bit of the opposite. I was, you know, one of very few women of color, just people of color in general in the school. So coming here, I was pretty familiar with going to like a PWI sort of institution, used to kind of, you know, having to kind of find my people in a sense. So that's why I really kind of leaned on the council, especially, you know, coming right off the bat into school here at Wesleyan, you know, again, you know, being one of the only people of color on my field hockey team. So I really just am really grateful to, you know, have this experience and have this resource, not only be a part of the council, but, you know, have a leadership position on it now. So I can really kind of, you know, see how the council is growing, kind of contribute in some way to kind of be that support system that I found when I first came here. But I really think that this place is really, really, you know, one of the greatest universities to kind of have these conversations. I think people are extremely open, extremely willing to, you know, challenge themselves, challenge their beliefs, you know, external to Wesleyan. And I think that the council is really helping to, you know, kickstart those conversations and kind of be a resource for not only student athletes of color, but for, you know, student athletes who, you know, might not have these conversations typically or aren't used to having these conversations in like an athletic standpoint. So I think we're really making a lot of great strides. I'm really, really happy with the work that we are doing, the work that we are about to do. And I'm just really, really grateful for all of it.
And I know, you know, working with the two of you, has been, you know, incredible from my perspective as the athletic director, just, you know, watching the two of you not only navigate on our campus, but also take a leadership role within our conference and the NESCAC. And if you guys could both just talk a little bit about how, you know, in terms of at Wesleyan, us being a little bit ahead of the curve compared to some of our NESCAC partners who, you know, are just kind of just starting out now, even this year, with a council and you know, how you guys have been able to be a resource for them as they develop councils across the NESCAC as a whole.
Yeah, no, definitely. Last year, my junior, we first had the first ever at NESCAC student athlete color council, and it was that was like the start of everything. That was like, you know, a very cool experience. You know, very grateful for NESCAC and all the ADs and coaches coming there to set it up. And you know, from that, we, you know, we realized that, you know, like you said, Wesleyan is, you know, we said Amherst is also doing phenomenal things too, you know, if not better. Tufts is doing well, and but there were other schools that, you know, didn't really have that developed council like we did. So it's definitely been an experience now from coming in through the summer to where we are now. We meet consistently. We found it to be easier to meet like more organized groups to where within NESCAC where it's more local. So, you know, we really have like smaller group meetings with, you know, Trinity and Conn College. You know, those two schools and their council are doing great. You know, they're just Trinity doing great themselves, Conn College starting out for themselves too, really gaining traction within, you know, their athletic and academic administrations. So it's been great. And, you know, as even though we are, you know, that resource for them, like giving them advice on like, hey, these are things that we learned and picked up as we hosted our own events, did our own things, stuff like that. It's also been cool, like listening to them too, because they definitely bring great ideas to the table. They talk about phenomenal ideas and projects and initiatives we're trying to start themselves. And, you know, the way they run the council has been something that, you know, we also take part of ourselves. So it's definitely been like, you know, give them a relationship. It's definitely been, you know, one we continue to like, you know, grow and progress with.
And Myla, if you could talk a little bit about, I know recently we just did, you know, the council just hosted a kind of a career, you know, mentoring type of panel discussion. And if you could just talk a little bit about that and how that went off.
Yeah, of course. So we just recently partnered with the Gordon Career Center here at Wesleyan to have a consulting and finance kind of like Q&A informational panel for student athletes of color here at Wesleyan. We had a bunch of alums come on Zoom and kind of talk about their jobs, how, you know, COVID may have impacted it, how, you know, being a student athlete of color may have affected, you know, getting the job for kind of the process in which they got those connections and things like that. So the actual, you know, preparation process was really, really informative, really nice to kind of communicate with everyone in the Gordon Career Center. It's an amazing, amazing resource just overall for students. But the people that we've been working with have been absolutely incredible. They're so sweet, so willing to, you know, help in any way possible, you know, monitor these obstacles that we have with COVID now and really try to, you know, make it as informative and, you know, worthwhile for the students here as it can be. So we're really, really happy with how it turned out. We had an amazing turnout, both from alums and from, you know, attendees. Really, really informative. You know, I'm not really someone who is interested in consulting and finance, but I still learned so much and really just got a lot to like to take away from it for when I, you know, hopefully progress into the career realm. But we're really looking forward to kind of, you know, broadening it with more careers in the future. We actually have a meeting, I think, next week to kind of work towards our next event with them. So we're really, really excited.
Good. And Bila, talk a little bit about, you had a great internship last summer. Talk a little bit about that experience and kind of where you hope that, you know, that leads you next year.
Definitely. And before I start, I want to note that, like, that whole, you know, internship experience started with, you know, through West, actually. It started my sophomore summer entering my junior year. I had to turn down an internship in New York because, you know, I didn't really have, you know, the funds to pay for everything. So I was at home, and Coach Dice sent out an email. I believe it was like a West alum, but just, you know, just something going on with the center. And it was a leadership experience that was hosting down in Atlanta, and, you know, I got it. And from that, I got to do the interview and get my internship this summer, and, you know, it was a phenomenal experience. Even though it was, you know, virtual, which definitely, you know, sucked, I definitely was grateful for, you know, Central just still even having some sort of internship opportunity and putting the work that did into it, because I seen so many of my friends lose theirs, and it's, like, so disheartening to see. But, you know, doing that this summer, it was definitely a growing experience. Despite being virtual, they definitely did a lot to where I got to network with people in the company, you know, network and connect with people who are doing things that I want to do, tackling these hard, you know, hard topics that I want to tackle as well. You know, through that 9-week internship, you know, I was blessed to get the full-time offer to be out in Charlotte, North Carolina next year. So, you know, I'm very much looking forward to that. You know, once again, just like the internship opportunity was something that, like, as soon as I grew from it, you know, I feel like, you know, I put a lot into it, and it was something that was, you know, very cool to do as well. So I'm very looking forward to, you know, be out in Charlotte next year.
This is Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score, along with the coach, Mike Whalen. Today, we're lucky enough to be joined with two very impressive senior athletes from Wesleyan. We've got Babila and Myla joining us today. Guys, before we transition a little bit, what are the social media plugs that people can look further into everything that you guys are up to right now with the Student Athlete of Color Leadership Council and everything you guys have going on?
So yeah, you could definitely follow us on Instagram. That's our main one where we post everything going on. So it's at West_SACLC. And then also on Facebook as well. Our Facebook group is the same thing, I believe, at Wesleyan SACLC.
Cool. Very cool. You guys are doing great things. I know you're going great places. Coach and I, typically, we call it Beyond the Box Score because we want to go a little bit deeper into things beyond the world of sports. But I want to take a little time because I'm a sports guy and this is just what I do. I want to talk to both of you about your sports experiences. And, you know, I'm directly connected to both of you guys. I got to experience some. Before we touch on, you know, what's going on right now in the world of sports, which I know is depressing for everybody involved, especially, you know, this fall and last spring, you guys both had some really memorable moments in your seasons last year. So first off, Myla, I know you guys had a transition period, but really started to turn the corner, and I was there. You guys had one fantastic night. You know what I'm talking about. Do I need to go any further?
No, yeah, that I think is one of my favorite memories here at Wesleyan for sure.
Okay, so if I recall, it was maybe like a Thursday night or something. It was under the lights. Go ahead, tell everyone what happened.
Yes. Yeah, so that was our game against Tufts. Mm-hmm. They were at the time ranked number 5 in the country for D3. So really, really incredible team. But we actually had a really awesome upset win. It was 1-0, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot, trust me. So it was really a phenomenal, phenomenal game. I mean, like, I can't express enough just how much that was truly a team win. Everyone really wanted it from the get-go. We held on, you know, got that goal and really just stuck with it. And again, like, I don't think I can really think of a time in my life in the past that kind of matches the happiness and just the overall, you know, pride I felt to, you know, be a Wesleyan Cardinal and kind of play the sport that I love, and kind of just have that amazing feeling of winning. So again, it's sad that we couldn't really have that this fall, but, you know, fingers crossed for next fall, because we really are looking forward to playing them again and really just having some more wins on our record.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being there that night and kind of going into it and saying, you know, just watching you girls, the improvement was noticeable. I mean, you guys had really improved, but, you know, sometimes you can improve and just not get the results. And in the NESCAC, in sports like women's field hockey and women's lacrosse, you got 6 or 7 teams that are ranked in the top 15 and the top 10. It's so hard to try to get better. But you guys got so better. So to see you guys get that result, for me, it was one of my favorite moments covering a sport, because it was one of these great things. It was like you guys were defending with everything you had for the last 5 minutes and shot after shot. And when that final whistle sounded, it was pure joy. I just felt so great for all of you, and I was so happy to see you guys get to experience that. So it was a great night from my perspective.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it. And Coach, I know you were there with me. for a couple of great games. So we got a couple to choose from, but I think the two games that stood out the most to me last year, Bilo, was obviously the Williams and the Amherst games were just absolute bonkers. So I'd like to ask you from your perspective, what was your favorite moment from either and or both of those games last year? I'll make it easier for you. Let's start first with the Amherst game because that was absolutely bonkers. And I wasn't there, but I watched it. So tell me about your experience just trying to deal with all the twists and turns of that crazy football game.
That game definitely had so many highs and lows. Like, double overtime definitely does a lot for you, like, mentally, as far as, you know, mental fortitude. Like you're supposed to play four quarters, but now you got to play two extra. So it definitely is definitely was a lot, but really that game was a lot of fun. It definitely was a team win as well. You know, everyone coming together and like just really holding it down with their job, like just doing your assignment and coming together as one unit. You know, first going into overtime itself with the missed field goal, it definitely was like, dang, we got to play another quarter. But it's like, all right, you know, we got to get right. And so it's like, we got to get right. And then double overtime where their kicker missed the field goal and like he completely blew it. Like, it's. Completely blew it, and I was like, we really got this. So we, you know, we came together, and you know, Danny got the pick. You know, we took it to the house and won. And that was honestly like one of the most greatest wins, double overtime on their homecoming game on their field, singing the West song like three times on their field, because you know, why not? And it definitely was a great experience.
And then the only way to possibly top that would be what happened the following week.
The following week on our homecoming weekend, overtime. That was also a very, like, crazy, like, the whole season, honestly, was, like, just a great season. But Williams game, that one, I love that game just because they talked a lot of trash. Like, Williams talked a lot of trash. So, winning that game meant a lot more just because you got to rub it in their face. But winning Little 3 was great. Definitely was a great game. Williams was a phenomenal team. They definitely, you know, had us at some points. You know, we definitely had to fight for that, you know, dig deep to win that game. Stavi, David Esteves had a phenomenal game, like, triple hat. He did everything, honestly. And, you know, coming together to win that game definitely was a memorable experience as well.
So I know Coach has a lot to add to that, but before we get there, Coach, I got to point this out because people don't know this. Coach has a facade of being a really tough, you know, he's a football coach. He does all these things. Everyone knows that who knows Coach. That game, when that game ended, I'm not ashamed to admit this. Coach gave me one of the greatest hugs of my life. I mean, he gave me, when that game ended, the pure joy on Mike Whalen, class of 83's face was something that I've only seen a handful of times in my life anywhere. And I know it meant a lot to Coach. It meant a lot to me just being able to cover it. And I'm sure it meant a lot to you getting to experience it. And hopefully it makes up for not getting to experience this year playing football, getting to have those moments.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even though we won't be able to play this year, like having those memories is just phenomenal. That team in itself is like, you know, forever my brothers, forever family. And we'll never forget those memories. You know, even Trinity itself is a crazy one. So many memories, Tufts as well. But yeah, so many memories. That's
yeah. I mean, the only thing I would add is you know, I think coming from behind, back to back weeks, you know, you know, against your arch rivals, you know, one on their field as you mentioned, and one on our field, you know, to raise up to that level. Emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, on two consecutive weeks is an incredible accomplishment. And then to go up to Trinity and to finish it off the right way up there, I think was just, you know, speaks volumes in terms of the character and the leadership on that team. And, you know, something that, you know, very few teams have done and you know, something you guys can be proud of for the rest of your life. And so, you know, kudos to you guys, no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, it was so much fun covering those games. I mean, obviously the crazy shifts of emotion, and you know, you mentioned the Tufts game. I mean, the Tufts game, the Williams game, the Amherst game, all the above were absolutely bonkers. And you know, it was so great to get to call those games. And Coach and I had so much fun. It was a pleasure doing it. We want to shift forward though a little bit. You know, explain kind of. Obviously, no one wants to have what's happening happen, right? No one has signed up for this. We're all just trying to get by, right? But talk to me individually. First, Mila, what's your experience been like this fall with all of your teammates not having the ability to compete but still having the ability to be around each other?
Yeah. Well, first off, just want to say that I'm extremely, extremely blessed to, you know, be able to be with them and to be on the field playing field hockey, or even just be at Wesleyan in general. I think there's a lot of sports teams and just, you know, students in general that don't really have that opportunity now, given everything going on. So I am just first and foremost grateful for that. There are some obstacles. I mean, there are some days where you kind of, you know, wish that there was a game that you were playing. It's like a beautiful fall day and you'd be, oh, this is like perfect for a game, but you have to, you know, just, you know, get through it. Remind yourself that you're on the field, you're playing a sport that you love, you're with the people that you love, and everything like that. So I think kind of once you put things in perspective, it actually is a very, very fun time for all of us. We're actually really enjoying the time that we have on the field. We just kind of got into the second phase of, you know, our COVID practice schedules. Now we can kind of be all together as a team, socially distant with masks on, and kind of, you know, do some more team things, whereas before we were kind of separated in cohorts on the field. So we've kind of gotten really creative with everything. We have like outdoor lifts and things like that. We're still able to, you know, like play field hockey, like shoot on the cage, do some passing patterns, things like that. So we're definitely growing. We're definitely using this as a growing season. And I'm just, again, just super grateful to be there. I'm really loving the freshmen, loving the team, all that fun stuff. So really, really exciting things happening for sure.
And Myla, talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned, you know, Coach Kemp and the impact she's had on the program and you know, kind of what she's building and kind of what you see for the future of Wesleyan field hockey.
Yeah, definitely. I am seeing just incredible, incredible growth. I think she has really taken our team and really just put us on such a different level than I think I've seen the team both before I came to Wesleyan and kind of my first year and a half on the team. I think we all just kind of have this gear shift to really just put everything into drive and really have this motivation to, you know, want to succeed. And again, like, even though we don't have the season this year, we're still, you know, giving our all on the field. Coach Kemp is really, you know, pushing us to give 110% every single time. But again, you know, obviously still being that coach, still being supportive, understanding, you know, the external circumstances that are going on. So just to have that support, while also, you know, like having a coach that wants you to succeed both for, you know, the team, but also for yourself, is something that I think, you know, we really needed. And I think, again, like that, it just kind of was showed in our Tufts game. And I think that it's going to continue to be showed, you know, in the future and as we kind of progress, fingers crossed. But yeah, she's been an amazing, amazing, you know, addition to the team. And I'm really just grateful to be under her wing.
You know, Coach, I always find it remarkable in the NESCAC at a lot of small colleges. These are the epitome of student athletes, and both of you are that. You are students and you are athletes. So Babila, what I want to ask you is, obviously without the ability to play football this year, all of your focus then becomes on becoming more student than athlete. So how did your football playing prepare you and kind of mold you into the student that you are and the man that you are and the man that you will become even more so when you leave Wesleyan?
Yeah, no, you know, I remember growing up, like, when I was younger, I would always have, you know, people come back saying, you know, football really gives you the fundamentals, you know, like blue-collar mentality, you know, grit, you know, stuff like that. And looking back now, with my career being over, unfortunately, as it is, it definitely has, it definitely tested that. I feel like it kept me more organized. I realized I had to, like, you know, really get things done. As a student athlete before, well, if you have practice at, like, 4:30 to 7, and, you know, class throughout the day, you really got to find a time. So when you have the free time, you got to do your work. You got to get your priority straight, stuff like that. So with the free time that I have now, it's definitely been, you know, a lot easier for me to be organized, keep up with everything. You know, even though times are tough with everything, just the blue-collar mentality, just, you know, we're going to get through it. You know, tough times don't last till people do. So just, you know, having that back in my head is definitely you know, just kept me going.
And oh, sorry, Coach, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, and I need to kind of get both your takes on Coach Sean Stanley, because you both you've gotten to know him on the field, Babila, and obviously off the field, in his role as liaison for the Student Athlete of Color Leadership Group. And, you know, Myla, you've had a lot of interaction with Coach as well. And, you know, just talk a little bit about the impact that he's had on your experience at Wes.
I can go first. Coach Stan is definitely the GOAT. I love Coach Stan. You know, coming in, you know, he was actually, so before coming in, he was the person I sent my film to, he was the person I talked to, he was the person who recruited me. Coming to campus, he was one who, like, always picked me up from the airport. Being from Georgia, I always find Coach Cohen always picked me up from the airport. He's always been a great support for me, always checking in whenever I had to stay, you know, here over breaks, he'd always check and say if I need anything. So, you know, I've always built that relationship with him since freshman year to this day. Shifting that to the council, working with him in that sense, has definitely been cool to see the other side of him too, you know, see, you know, how he thinks and how he gets it done, how he's organized, how he always helping out, always looking out, stuff like that. So him being, you know, our coach liaison for council has been phenomenal. It's been great. He's always asking what are things he can do for us, what do we need. He's always, you know, keeping it real, like, you know, you don't have to sugarcoat anything, you can completely transfer to a coach. So yeah, Coach Stan has definitely been, you know, a big part of my time here at Wesleyan. He's been a big help with my, you know, football career, getting me better and pushing me with the council as well to, you know, just, you know, being the best that we can be.
Myla, you got something to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I would second everything that Babila said. He's absolutely incredible. He was, like, you know, the main person to kind of push me to even join the council to begin with. I definitely was a little hesitant just because, you know, nervous about trying new things is kind of typically my mantra. But he was really, you know, I think he was like, I think this will be really good for you. I think, you know, you'll really add a lot to the council. So after a lot of, you know, pushing and prodding my freshman year, I finally gave in. It's been amazing ever since. So just like Mabila said, he has really just been an amazing liaison just, you know, for our council. He's really done incredible things. Really helped us kind of in terms of guidance and just overall support. So just overall really, really great guy.
So Coach, you know, I was thinking typically what Coach and I have done, I'm sure you guys have all listened to all of our previous episodes, but if you haven't, Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score, at the end of our episodes, we like to throw a lot of our former alums into what we call the gauntlet. And now what this basically is we're giving you quick fire questions. Now we might have to adjust a little bit because most of these are kind of set up for people who were on campus 5, 10, 20 years ago. I think a lot of them still apply. And if you guys are up to it, you can work together on this one, or, you know, you could take the high road and pass if you want. But I know Coach and I personally would both really love to put you guys through the same experience that we put some of our, you know, if Rob King could do it, if Jed Hoyer could do it, if Field Yates could do it, you know, I think you two can definitely do it. What do you think?
I never want to back down. Let's get it.
Myla, favorite professor at Wes?
Ooh, Professor Jesse Nasta, for sure.
Michaela Kingsley.
Perfect. All right, we'll flip the order now. Babila, who is the most influential person in your life?
Oh, Ma Dukes, my mom.
Myla?
My mom as well.
Moms are the coolest.
Nice. What was the first paying job you've ever had in your life?
I think I was a summer counselor for a nursery school.
Okay.
Growing up, my dad owned his own shop, so I would like go with him on weekends, and he would like pay me a little something here and there to help him out.
All right, this one is brutal, but I'm gonna ask it. All right, Babila, if you were forced to cheer for one, would it be Amherst or Williams?
Amherst.
I think I would say Amherst, too.
Wow. Okay. When you were 5 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A ballerina.
I actually wanted to be a BMX rider, professional BMX rider.
Wow. Those are probably our two best answers. Okay. Babila, what is the best piece of advice you've received in your life so far?
I'm about to go what I said earlier. You know, tough times don't last, some people do.
Mine's actually a quote. Something about like losing sight of the shore. You'll never have courage to like find new horizons if you lose sight of the shore. Something like that is definitely, I think, the best piece of advice for me.
Great. In three words, describe your West experience.
I would say, this is kind of like a hyphenated word, but ever changing. Collaborative and exciting.
Nice.
Growth, memorable, lit.
Babila, what will you miss most about Wesleyan?
The list is so long. I'm going to say probably the liberal arts experience, being able to take, like, freedom to take classes, like, outside of my major, and, yeah, do that probably. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I would say a bit of a different, I mean, yes, that too, but also I think just the access to food and coffee, I think I'm going to miss the most.
They don't have food and coffee anywhere else but on campus at Wesleyan.
No, not under a meal plan, that's for sure.
Okay, what was the biggest Wesleyan highlight during your 4 years? It could be anything. It doesn't have to be athletics. It could be anything. What was the biggest highlight from your West experience?
I would say my first West rave was my highlight.
Say that. I was
actually. Yeah. That's hilarious.
West rave is like, I've never ever like seen that or, yeah, so that definitely.
We're getting real serious now. This is the money question. Babila, who is the one West alum you would most like to have dinner with?
Oh, Bill Belichick.
All right.
Myla?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's standard, I think.
So if you're keeping track at home, Lin-Manuel Miranda is leading the tally. That's at least three, I think, we've gotten for Lin-Manuel Miranda, Coach. They did a pretty good job. I don't know about you, Coach.
They did an awesome job. Congrats. That was well done. I agree with you, Chris. Certainly some of the best answers we've gotten to date on those questions.
You get different. You don't hear lit as much from, you know, the alums that are, that are 23 years, 20 or 30 years down the road. They don't tend to say lit quite as much. You know, Coach, Babila had mentioned it, but we'd like both of you to kind of piggyback on it. Normally we ask the alums, what would you tell a current Wesleyan student athlete, you know, is the key to success or whatever. But what I would like your perspectives on is, if you could go back a few years, what are the things you've learned most about yourselves based on your experience at Wesleyan relative to liberal arts education and your entirety of your experience at Wesleyan? Myla, you can go first.
Yeah, I would say definitely, you know, finding more confidence in myself to, you know, try new things, you know, step out of my comfort zone some more. I think Wesleyan is definitely that kind of place. Again, kind of coming from a high school that was very, you know, conventional and, you know, traditional, kind of having this newfound self-expression, both academically and athletically and just kind of, you know, personality-wise, I think is amazing. And I think that's kind of what it's honestly what I tell a lot of people. Like, I'm a tour guide, so whenever people ask me, like, why'd you come here? Like, what advice would you have for me, you know, coming here as a student? I would say just honestly, just be yourself, which sounds so cliche, but I think that just kind of like honing that in for myself has been really, really helpful for me and kind of has helped me grow through my time here at Wesleyan. So that's definitely kind of what I would emphasize for sure.
Yeah, no. I would have to say, yeah, same thing, you know, really like stepping out your comfort zone. You know, for me, coming from the South, my school, it was very, you know, segregated, and coming here was definitely a new experience, something that I had to, you know, learn to, you know, do things that make me feel comfortable, but at the same time, grow from the experience, you know. And a lot of times, most of the times, honestly, those experiences are something that, like, I look back and I was like, oh, I'm actually really glad I did that. I got to meet someone new. I got to learn something new. I got to, you know, I always came out with a positive experience, something that I could take away and grow from, something like that. So, and that's honestly been the, you know, the hallmark of my whole Wesleyan experience, and it's definitely been a great experience.
And then, guys, one last question for me is, you know, if not just athletes on your team, but you know, in the broader sense, you know, athletes across the board that, you know, all will be returning, you know, the underclass that will be coming back to play next year, you know, one piece of advice that you would give them that you know that they could, you know, looking back on your career, saying, yeah, if I had known that when I was a, you know, first year, a sophomore, junior, you know, that would have really helped me. what's that piece of advice you'd give?
I'll go first. I have two, actually. So first is, you know, whenever a West alum comes back, or whenever you get an email from your coach or something about, you know, attend this event, do this thing, like, definitely do those. You know, those are things that, you know, people put together for you with, you know, great intentions. So there's definitely something for you to grow out of whatever attending those events may be. But, you know, definitely do those things. I think that's what helped me get to where I am with my job offer and everything. So I definitely emphasize doing that. And also definitely enjoying the moment. You know, people say high school goes by fast, college goes by faster, honestly. Like, my college, I'm a senior now, and I really vividly remember my freshman year like it was yesterday. So, and I know in college, everyone longs for, you know, being older and, you know, traveling, stuff like that. But enjoy the moment of where you are now, people you're with, because, you know, when are you ever going to be able to, you know, live in Junior Village again with all your, you know, junior friends, stuff like that. So definitely enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I would definitely say, kind of on the same vein, like, take those opportunities for growth that are provided for you kind of through your team, through your coach, through the athletics community in general. Just like on an athletic standpoint, you know, like, if it's coming in early to like get a few touches in before practice starts, or scheduling an individual with a coach, those have really been super helpful, you know, just in terms of my skills on the field, but also academically, just kind of, I think that athletics kind of provides us so many resources, so many connections. And I think just kind of utilizing those will really get you super duper far. So I definitely think that kind of finding those areas of growth within yourself, within your team, really pushing towards that, I think would be the best piece of advice that I would give.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, honestly, Coach, it's no surprise to me. So many fine student athletes at Wesleyan, and these are two of the absolute finest. And thank you so much, guys, for giving us some of your time and allowing us to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit and talk to some current Cardinals and kind of get the feel for what's going on around Middletown right now. And really, it was just a very enjoyable podcast tonight. So thanks for spending some time with us. Coach, anything else you want to add before we close this one down?
No, just to say how proud I am of these two individuals, and they've been great leaders on our campus for 4 years, both on and off the field. And, you know, for all the underclass folks that are listening, you know, when you arrive here as first years, I often say, you know, find someone on your team that does everything the right way. Find someone that does everything right academically, that does everything right athletically, that does everything right socially, and is a leader. And, you know, I can 100% say that any of the first year football players or field hockey players should have been pointing to one of these two, because they are, you know, just incredible young people that I'm proud to be associated with. And has been one of the really highlights of me coming back to Wesleyan is having the opportunities to work with young people like these two. So thank you so much for your time tonight. And thank you for all you do to, you know, support Wesleyan athletics and make us better as coaches, make us better as leaders. And from my perspective, you know, the two of you will always be two that I'll remember and I'll refer to a law for many years down the road. So thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. You know, this stuff has been great talk, you know, it's been a great experience getting out here and having this conversation with y'all. It's definitely been, you know, hard with, you know, sports, but it's always great to, you know, see familiar faces.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Great.
Babila Famute and Myla Stovall just taking some time to let us know everything they've been up to. Make sure you check them out, as we said, on Instagram. They are part of the Student Athlete of Color Leadership Council, doing great things, not only on the field, but off the field at Wesleyan. That's kind of the premise of our whole podcast, Coach. It's Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score. And that's going to close out another episode. Perhaps for me, this has been one of my favorite episodes, Coach. And we've done it a little bit differently tonight, and I've enjoyed every second of it. For the coach, Mike Whalen, for producer Mike O'Brien, for Babila and Myla, I'm Chris Grace. Until next time, you've been listening to Chris and Coach Beyond the Box Score, your only Wesleyan University athletics podcast. Have a great rest of your day, or if it's night, enjoy that too. So long, everybody.